This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, welcoming you to this week's edition of Washtenaw United. Every week, through our partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County, we look at ways in which we can and are improving equity and opportunity. It is a focus on how a community comes together. With the COVID-19 pandemic settled in, equity and opportunity are more difficult to come by, and the needs are even greater. One of the organizations doing the good works to meet those needs and addressing food insecurity and helping our frontline healthcare workers get the supplies they need is Food Gatherers. Eileen Spring is president and CEO of Food Gatherers and our guest on Washtenaw United this week. And thank you so much for the time, Eileen.
Good morning, David.
Since the outbreak, and particularly since the stay-at-home order, which has caused a much higher rate of unemployment, how much greater is food insecurity in Washtenaw County?
So the pandemic has exacerbated the issue of food insecurity for those who are already food insecure, and then because of the dramatic increase in unemployment, we are seeing people now going to pantries or in need of food assistance who have never had to do so before. Perhaps they were gig workers, workers in the food service or hospitality industry or creative professionals, and many pantries are reporting increases within just days of the stay-at-home between like 30% to 300% since the shelter in order went in place. And I just want to have folks think for a moment about people who are already living paycheck to paycheck or who rely on food stamps or who get, say, a social security check once a month. The directive to stock up on groceries is not a directive that these folks can follow. When they get their some people could get their checks, their Social Security check, a week or two after this order was put in place. And when they go to a grocery store, there's no toilet paper. There are no basic affordable staples like pasta, rice, beans on the shelves. And this is happening in every community in every state at the same time.
In a typical year, Food Gatherers distributes about 6.6 million pounds of food through its 170 partners and programs. How significantly do you think that's going to increase in the year of COVID-19?
Well, it certainly needs to increase. I can't give you those numbers off the top of my head, but clearly we'll surpass 7 million pounds of food easily. We've had to really quickly adapt our operations, as have many organizations, and it's been a whirlwind. We're an emergency food provider, so we're considered an essential service. So we've not ceased our warehouse operation, which provides food to more than 150 nonprofit programs throughout the county. And we also operate the community kitchen inside the Delano Center in downtown Ann Arbor, serving people and others who are homeless. But just contemplate this. We lost access to half of our labor force and half of our food overnight. And that's because of the, safety precautions needed to social distance as well as the effect of this pandemic on grocery stores. So about, most of our labor force has been volunteers. Many of them are over a certain age. And so we've had to, for their safety, not let them in our building anymore. And then simultaneous with that, because of the great run on grocery retailers, which provide about half of our food typically, there was no surplus food to donate. And so those two elements all at once have been really challenging. And we know that we'll be able to catch up. But it was pretty cataclysmic to have both those things happen at the same time.
And you say you'll be able to catch up. In the meantime, the ability to collect, organize, and distribute the food has been adversely impacted. Are there areas in which food is needed and they are not getting it?
So our staff and drivers and warehouse staff, volunteer coordinators, are doing amazing jobs. We have brought in the help of the National Guard for at least a couple weeks to help us sort and package the food. And so food is going out and it will continue to go out. And I just wanted to sort of reiterate to the community, and I think they're starting to recognize that the food folks who grow, prepare, serve, deliver your food are first responders, and their health and safety is inextricably linked to yours and vice versa. And just like healthcare workers, they've risen to this challenge without all the necessary supplies they need and certainly no roadmap.
Eileen Spring is president and CEO of Food Gatherers and our guest on 89.1 WEMU's Washtenaw United. Is there a possibility that food shortages will come in the short term or in the longer term, and your ability to provide all that is needed will come to a cataclysmic point in time?
No, because we're going to not let that happen. But we are asking the community in the short term to recognize, because of shortages at grocery stores, that a lot of people who need basic staples are not, we don't have enough of them. We're anticipating we won't have enough of them through parts of April. So that's why Michigan Medicine has expanded their drive for personal protective equipment and added on a food drive that's going on Monday through Saturday from noon to 5.
That is a partnership that is beneficial to both organizations, and it calls on the public to do its part. Are you seeing reduced monetary donations and food donations from the public at large, or are these things that are increasing as we recognize the greater need?
So people, our community is poised to help. This whole issue has wreaked havoc on the supply chain, and you see it in the healthcare industry, and you're seeing it in the food industry. There is plenty of food out there. It's just getting to us a little slower right when need is going up dramatically. And so encouraging people who may have sort of went a wee bit overboard in buying cases and cases of, you know, soups or stews, we're not asking people to make an extra trip to the grocery store. The Michigan Medicine Drive is all conducted very safely from your car. There's people there with protective gear to get the food out of your car. There's no paperwork you have to exchange. And so we're just asking folks who may have overstocked slightly to be able to share a little back, understanding that people with little or no income right now cannot overstock. And so we need to get those kinds of items into the pantries by the end of April.
So one of the things you mentioned is your partnership with Michigan Medicine. They're going to help in gathering and conducting food drives to make sure there is enough to go around. And you are helping collect some of the medical equipment that is needed for those frontline healthcare workers to have the protections they need to best serve the public that is most direly in need. So what more is needed for our local hospitals and medical care workers that can be donated right now by the public?
So this drive is conducted by Michigan Medicine, and it's on the North Campus Facility Research Complex, which is 2800 Plymouth Road. And I would encourage people to go to our website to look up both the suggested food items that we're asking, but they're shelf-stable items for the most part, cereals, soups, baby food in plastic containers. And also Michigan Medicine, I think, is still collecting all the items they've been looking for, and you can visit them at mishmed.org to see their specific items, because it can change from day to day.
This is Washtenaw United on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Food Gatherers President and CEO Eileen Spring. Eileen, in these most uncertain of times, it's easy to focus on all of the hardship, the loss, the grief, and what appears to be a lack of a light at the end of the tunnel at times. But to only focus on that is to miss so much good that is being put forth. When you finally get a moment at the end of your very long days, are you able to sit and reflect a bit on the increased level of good works being done in the name of community?
Oh, absolutely. And people are generous in this community, and they are concerned. And I can't thank the people in our organization, our drivers, our warehouse staff, who are really rising to this challenge with a lot of courage, and very grateful to them. And I just want to mention to people that Food Gatherers exists because of the generosity of local food businesses, and our entire community's health is dependent upon a vibrant local food system. So in addition to supporting Food Gatherers and the various many, many pantries throughout Washtenaw County that are part of this network, please continue to support local restaurants and local growers.
Right now, the work is a day-by-day endeavor, sometimes moment-to-moment. On those occasions when you do have a second to reflect and think forward, what might be some of the lessons we can take away from these terrible times and build on for something greater in the future?
Well, I hope that we learn the lesson that many of us in this work know, that we do not have the right system for people, people who are really facing food insecurity throughout all the time before a pandemic. Now many more people are facing that. We need a much better system, healthcare system. We need a much better regard for people who are lower wage workers. I mean, the people serving you, people in grocery stores right now, were not paid very well, and here they are really helping keep this whole food system moving. And so I think we're going to learn a lot. And it's really showing up the inequity that already exists in our society, where this pandemic is already disproportionately affecting people of color. And I think we need to learn these lessons and create new systems. We joke around in a funny way at Food Gathers because we're food safety professionals. So we're always about washing your hands and doing that. And I think people are going to wash their hands going forward, and learn how to do that and learn how to keep their families and their neighbors safe.
Well, thank you for the work you are doing, and thanks for all of those who contribute to making Food Gatherers what it is and what it means to the community. And you have a long road ahead, and as do we all, and we'll make that journey together, and we'll have an opportunity to talk once again.
Thank you.
That is Eileen Spring, and she is president and CEO of Food Gatherers. For more information on today's topic and how you can help, and for all of the local COVID-19 news produced by WEMU and national and international news from NPR, visit the coronavirus page right at the top of our website at WEMU.org. Washington All United is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washington All County and heard every Monday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.